An event happening this coming weekend, and boy, I bet the events industry heaved a massive sigh of relief on Sunday evening when it became clear we were staying at level one, at least for the time being. That means, of course, that up to 750 people can gather indoors and up to 2,000 in an outdoor space, provided there's sufficient capacity to accommodate them with proper distancing. It also meant, of course, there was a green light for the event planned for Spear Estate this weekend, Volume 3 of the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival. It's happening in their amphitheatre space, and to tell us more about the event, I'm delighted to welcome the organizer and co-producer Aymeric Peguilan. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
The name says it all, jazz and classics, but that doesn't even begin to describe what sounds like an incredible afternoon and evening of music. Tell us briefly what's involved.
Yeah, you know, it's a concept that we started 3 years ago. It's bringing different types of artists that navigate between the classical world and the jazz world, South African artists coming with new projects, new productions, and having them on the same stage alternately for an entire day, bringing different audiences as well together in a beautiful setting of the Spear Amphitheater. And we're super delighted this year because we're having a fantastic lineup of great South African artists, Bokani Dia, fantastic pianist and Sama Award winner, Mzandile Mzazi, a soprano, was going to pay tribute to Mamsibongile Kumalo, who passed away earlier this year. Elinor Spears, violinist based in New York, who is South African and navigating between the free jazz and classical music. Kathleen Tagg, also based in New York, an amazing pianist, who was a great collaborator of Andrew Peterson, who also passed away, unfortunately, earlier this year. And then Feya Faku, who has just released two new albums. So it's going to be an absolute feast, yeah.
Feya Faku, a fantastic trumpeter, for those who don't know. That's a really exciting lineup, and wonderful that you're using the space to remember the artists who are no longer with us. America, it's not just a sit down and listen to music for an hour or two. It's a whole day event. The program kicks off at around 12:30. Is that correct?
That's right. Opening of doors at 11:30. First set by Bokani at 12:30, and we'll probably go on until about 8:30 in the evening. There's going to be intervals between each set so that people can go and enjoy the estate and restore themselves and have a bit of food and a bit of nice wine. So yeah, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And we are going to be observing, you know, carefully distancing as well in the amphitheater. So we don't have full capacity, but we'll make it very comfortable for everybody, and might actually do that under a tent because the weather forecast is a bit sketchy. So, we've got it all planned. So we're really looking forward. Tickets are on Quicket, and we're really looking forward to see everybody there on Saturday.
I know the ticketing packages offer several options. There's a straight ticket. There's also an option to buy tickets and picnic baskets, etc., to go with them. Pricing starting at R565 though for a show ticket only. Is that correct?
That's correct. Show only, R565 for the entire day. And then there's a package for two people with a picnic basket for two. And then, unfortunately, the one with bed and breakfast is sold out, or fortunately, rather.
Yeah, I was going to say, not unfortunate at all.
So there's still some tickets available. So please do go and buy your tickets and do join us for the wonderful day on Saturday.
Aymeric Peguilan, thank you so much for joining us to talk us through the highlights. It sounds like an absolutely incredible lineup of musicians. To have Kathleen Tagg back in South Africa for one is a huge privilege. And then we mentioned the New Brighton-born trumpeter Feya Faku, who is going to be playing as part of a quartet, I think, for this event. We're going to play out the show today with a little sampling of his music. This is a track called Ingwevu.